time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition. Information to help seniors stay safe and get the most out of life. With today's guest, here's CJNU's Frank Stecky.
Chatting once again today with Connie Newman, Executive Director of the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities. And this time around, Connie, we're talking about planning for our retirement future. And I don't mean about retirement so much as I mean once we're retired, planning for our future beyond that. Making sure we've got everything in place for when the inevitable happens and we start to not be able to do as many things.
Absolutely, Frank. It's great to be here. And for me, as I travel the province and I talk to my peers, talk to members at a senior center or a senior group, we need to think about where we're going to be in our later years and what happens. And we all know those people who have had a stroke or a heart attack. And we don't plan for those problems, but our end is inevitable. Nobody's living forever, and we need to think about where we're going to spend our later years,
exactly.
How we're going to spend them.
Exactly, because one of the best pieces, at least in my opinion, I got advice one time was hang on to your home as long as you can. As long as you're physically and mentally able to be in your home, do so, because that's a wonderful financial asset that you can use in later years to finance moving into an assisted living facility, as example.
Absolutely. And now in this province, and probably by September, you can have your home modified with some benefits if you're low income. And those modifications could leave your own in your own home, keep you in your own home for many, many more years to come. But you need to plan.
But and there's other things too, and you can kind of address each one as we go through it here. But things like planning for when you can't drive anymore, when you can't make it to the bank, when you can't go get your groceries. What kind of plan do you have in place for that, right?
Absolutely. I often say to people, when you no longer have your driver's license, because we are from a generation, if you want, that drives everywhere. How do you get the food that you need if you can't get to the grocery store? Who's going to take you? Are you living close to a grocery store? Do you know how to get food delivered? Because there's many places that offer delivery services. Banking. Many of us don't want to do online banking or that type of thing. And yet, if you can't get to the bank, what are you going to do to get money when you no longer drive? You need to plan.
And in the world we live in today, like a lot of people, when I was younger, I'm sure when you were younger, a lot of people said, well, you know, well, my kids will be around, they'll help me. Nowadays, kids are moving far afield, jobs take them, who knows where, et cetera, et cetera. You may be living in, you know, a rural community outside of Dauphin, but the kids are all living in Toronto and working because that's where the job is.
And that's a fact of life. I grew up on a street where my grandma lived down the street, and so we all work together as a family. The family today is different. So you need to look to your left, to your right, and you need to plan. Are you living in the right place? Do you know how to get food delivered? Do you know how to do banking, financial planning, when you can't drive?
And that was the next one I was going to ask you about, is financial planning. Do you know how long your money is going to last? Do you know how much money you have? What assets do you have available to you? Maybe you're missing out on potentially a grant or something the government can assist you with that's free of charge. There could be a program. But how do people find a financial planner, somebody that they can, air quotes, trust? How do people find somebody like that?
Well, I went to a financial planner probably about 4 years ago because I wasn't sure who I trusted. Talk to people. Talk to your friends. There are many very good financial planners out there. And for me, it didn't cost me anything at all to go to a financial planner, the one I went to. And he gave me a picture, if you want, a graph of the amount of money I had, my asset in my home, my retirement, my CPP, my OAS, and I know how much money I have for the next 20 years.
Right. But then what are you going to do beyond that? Because you're going to be one of those people that lives forever, Connie.
Sure, Frank, you keep telling me that.
So, yeah, that's a great point. It's just word of mouth. Within your social or your friends network or whatever, ask, do you have anybody doing your financial planning for you? You know, do you trust them? Is this somebody you think that how do I get in touch with that person? Can you connect me? And sit down, and probably within the first 5-10 minutes, you'll realize if you're comfortable with this person or not. And if you are, then you start talking about things like this. But do it while you still have the mental faculties and you still have the physical abilities to be able to do all of this.
And we need to plan. We cannot wait for the crisis to happen, and for some of us it will, and we all know somebody that where the crisis has happened. Somebody who's had a stroke and is now in a personal care home. Somebody who has had aphasia and is also in a personal care home. There was no planning for the later years.
A saying that I heard a long, long time ago, people don't plan to fail, they fail to plan.
That's a very good one. I'm going to use that as I travel about.
Feel free to use that. We've been chatting today with Connie Newman, the Executive Director of the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities. Connie, as always, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us here on CJNU.
Listen, I love talking to your listeners, and I hope and I wish that they all plan.
Listen next week at this time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition and CJNU 93.7 FM.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me, stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me, stand by me. Stand by me, whenever you